Catholic opinion makers from around the world continue to share their reactions to the resignation of Pope Benedict XVI. George Weigel, a leading American scholar, is the author of a two-volume biography of Pope John Paul II titled Witness to Hope, and has just published a new book, Evangelical Catholicism, Deep Reform in the 21st Century Church. He spoke with Christopher Wells about Pope Benedict's legacy.
I think Benedict XVI will be remembered for many fine accomplishments. He was the greatest papal preacher since Pope Gregory the Great in the 6th century. He was a master catechist. He showed himself a warm and caring pastor in very difficult situations, such as meeting the victims of sexual abuse by the clergy. He, perhaps quite remarkably for someone who had shied away from public life prior to his papal life, he showed himself a remarkably insightful analyst of the discontents of 21st century democracy and the essential moral foundations for any democratic civilization of the future. He did that in his Regensburg lecture, his address in Westminster Hall in London, his address to the German Bundestag, his address at the United Nations. In terms of the Church, I think the Pope asked us to see beauty in the liturgy as a unique path towards a postmodern appreciation of the truth and the good in what the Church proclaims. And finally, I think he secured the transition of what I call in this book evangelical Catholicism. The transition from the Church of the Counter-Reformation, formed in the 16th century, to the Church of the New Evangelization, which has been brought into being by the Second Vatican Council, John Paul II, and now Benedict XVI. So in sum, we are at a real hinge moment in the history of the Church, not simply because of this unprecedented ending of a pontificate, but because of the very nature of the life of the Church at this moment in time.
And you've kind of alluded to this, to a way of seeing the pontificates together of John Paul II and Benedict XVI as completing the transition, as you just said. Can you tell us about the relationship between John Paul, Kirill Wojtyla, and Pope Benedict XVI, Joseph Ratzinger, and how that relationship played out in their respective papacies?
The night Pope Benedict was elected, I was asked on NBC News in America, what did I expect of the new pope? And I said I expected dynamic continuity with his predecessor. And I think that's what's happened. These two pontificates, I think, will be viewed historically as two episodes in one great moment of giving an authoritative interpretation to the Second Vatican Council. These were two men, Karol Wojtyła and Joseph Ratzinger, who complemented each other in a quite remarkable way. Wojtyła, the extrovert, actor, athlete, public personality, and Ratzinger, the shy, retiring, scholarly professor, nonetheless forged a remarkable working relationship that was a real mutual exchange of gifts between two men of supreme intelligence, one a philosopher, one a theologian, two men who had the humility to see in the other something that he lacked and that put together would work for the good of the Church. So I think it was a remarkable team, the like of which I really don't think we have a precedent for in the modern history of the Church, at any rate.